Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offerings, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com.
Well, cattle futures are expected to open mixed and limited volume today following light to moderate buyer support, able to wedge themselves back into the complex late yesterday. Now, this could signify additional market firmness as traders start to build on the oversold status in the complex, as well as increased overall buyer interest that's been building on the sidelines but unwilling or unable to step into the bearish market structure until this point. Even though live cattle and feeder cattle futures will have little resistance moving higher, once additional volume moves into the complex, it's likely the trade will establish a narrow to moderate range above current support levels, with little emphasis put on moving prices back to springtime highs. The swift market shift in the hog trade yesterday may have been the signal traders have been looking for the last week. Initial sharp pressure yesterday morning, focusing on still bearish market structures and lack of active pork sales to China last week, had limited impact as the session continued. Now, moving on to the grains here today, wheat futures are higher this morning, although the July Chicago contract's down 6¾ cents on the week. The ramp up in anticipation this week has undoubtedly been about corn and soybeans, although winter wheat is hitting the home stretch with harvest commencing at the end of the month. The corn futures are higher, although the July contract's currently sitting at 16½ cents lower on the week, with two high-risk events still to occur. Later this morning, the USDA will issue its first assessment of the 2019-20 balance sheet since the February outlook forum, with traders anxious to see how the department handles the slow pace of planting to date. And in addition, headline risk will remain elevated as negotiators from the U.S. and China meet to try to reach an agreement on the trade situation. Soybean prices are higher this morning, but down 27¾ cents on the week, as trade war fears and expectations for a large 2019-20 crop estimate from the USDA has weighed heavily. We're going to check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle up 87 cents yesterday at 111.95. August up 20, 107.60. May feeder cattle up 47 cents, 136.25. August up 60 cents at 144.47. June hogs up 145 at $90. And the July was up 22 cents at 90.97. Kansas City wheat, July down 5¾ at 397¾. September down 5¾ at 408.5. Chicago wheat, July's down 9½, 429.5. September down 9 cents at 438.5. July corn down 11 cents at 353¼. September down 10¼ cents at 362. July soybeans down 14½, 812¾. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.